This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. This is Just Drive, Dinkomo, Itubanda, with you all the way up until 6 o'clock. And there's nothing that we take pride in more than educating each other when it comes to finances, right? So today's Tuesday, and that's what we're going to be looking into, okay? We're going to be having a chat again with Nono Tele Taba. And today we're going to shift our focus a little bit into the importance of building a savings buffer, especially during these uncertain times, and how to build an emergency fund, and also how to access money to save in your current budget. I believe that is one of the biggest questions that we might ask ourselves during these times. So Nono Tele Taba is an entrepreneur, TV producer, and financially savvy mom who recently participated in the Absa City Press Money Makeover Challenge. And now, in the next few weeks, she will be joining us to share her valuable learnings with the nation to help people turn their finances around during these uncertain COVID times. Nono Tele, hi.
I'm super excited to be joining you once again, D. How you doing?
I'm great, man. Thank you so much for taking your time and talking to us and, of course, educating us and sharing your tips, of course, regarding being financially savvy, okay? Now, I did mention that one of the things that we're going to be looking into today is savings buffer, okay? So what would you say is a savings buffer, also known as an emergency fund, and why should we have one?
See, an emergency fund is the gift that we give our future self in the event of any unforeseen circumstance happening. And now, emergencies vary for all of us. You know, there are different things to different people. For example, for me, maybe an emergency could be me breaking my phone. For someone else, it could be their loved one breaking their hip or whatever it may be. But the point is, you have a savings fund that you have put aside in the event of anything that is unplanned happening. This is so important and crucial for us to have, the simply because you don't want to find yourself relying on a credit card or a personal loan when something unforeseen happens or occurs in your life. And it's very, very, very important to understand that an emergency fund should, at the very least, have 3 months worth of your living expenses in it so that you are able to continue to function and triumph during an uncertain time.
100%. Now, also, because we're living through COVID times right now, a lot of things are just like extremely difficult to navigate, right? COVID-19 has legit wreaked havoc into our finances. Like, if you can hardly make ends meet, where do I then find the money to start building a savings buffer? Like, do you have some ideas that you can share with me?
You know what? For me, it's all about doing just one thing. It's being creative about just one area of your life. I remember last year when I was trying to pay off my car, I needed money, but I didn't know where I was going to get the extra money from. So I re-looked at my budget and just tweaked a few decisions here and there. For example, D, I'm the kind of person who drinks water all day and all night. I'm huge on drinking water. So instead of buying a bottle of water for 12 rand each, I started boiling water at home and carrying that water with me. Now, I saved a lot of money just doing that. So I would suggest to people listening even right now to just look at their lifestyle and see where they can save money just doing one thing. For example, if you do your hair and your nails, maybe you could paint your own nails at home, or maybe you could wash your own hair in your own house. And, you know, I think of people who smoke. What if you just decided to smoke one packet less? Or instead of buying food at work, pack food from home to work, and you could save a lot of money.
That is true, and it is extremely practical, if I can put it so myself, you know. Now, let's say you've managed to cut down on all of those things, right? You've cut down on that one pack of cigarettes, you've cut down on that cup of cappuccino, work takeaways, you know. Where do you deposit your monthly savings to start building that savings buffer? Like, do you use your normal day-to-day bank account?
There are so many options out there, but what I am going to say, it depends on what the fund is for. That drives your decision on what kind of account you're going to use. I remember before I got married, I used to have a tax-free account, and that worked for me because the money was easily accessible. And that's the key thing with an emergency fund. It needs to be easy for you to have access to it, and it must have little or no risk of you losing that money. But now that I'm married, I use, my husband and I actually pay extra towards our bonds. And that extra money that we are paying is easily accessible to us should we need it. And at the same time, it's helping us to pay off our bond as soon as possible. So there are a lot of options out there. It depends. It's up to you what you are looking for. There are accounts such as the TrueSave, there's tax-free accounts that I mentioned. Also, the NotiSelect, where the account is between 7 and 32-day account, where you give a notice on when you need the amount, and that amount is made available to you.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of
research, ask questions, but there's a lot of options out there.
Speaking of which, what a coincidence. I actually just started my own TrueSave account, like, I think about a month ago or so. But yeah, that's extremely cool.
Oh, that's brilliant. Look at you making wise financial decisions.
I'll put it to good use. But that's where we're going to be taking a break for now. We're going to come back and have another continuous chat with Nono Tlele Qaba. And we're going to find out more about gaining interest through savings, I think, and believe, actually, or that could be very informative. So do stay tuned. Alrighty. All right, welcome back. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's Hottest Frequency, Just Drive with the A-Team, Dinko Omoni Duban, and of course, another member of the A-Team occasionally, Nono Tlele Qaba, joining us on the line, speaking everything finance, savings, and emergency fund, or something that is called a savings buffer. Now, Nono, before we took the break, we spoke about how you can, you know, take a little bit of your crumbs into a savings account, right? And have it easily accessible. Mm-hmm. Now, the nice things about saving, of course, is that it can earn interest. But I want to understand, what is compound interest and how does it work?
Oh my goodness, you're asking the relevant question. You know, Einstein said that the compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. And it's so important for us to really understand it and tap into that potential. First of all, Dee, before we even get into compound interest, let's understand interest. So when you invest money at a particular rate of interest, right, you get something extra at the end of the agreed period. So that's interest, right? Now, compound interest is interest on interest. Mm. It's a gift that keeps giving. So let's say you invest 100 rand and you get 10 rand from that investment. So it's 110 rand. So the next time you invest, you don't just invest 100 rand, now you invest the 110 rand. So you get interest on top of the interest that you already have. Compound interest is such a wonder. And we must understand that it's not only for rich people. And that's the thing that we don't seem to understand. We think that compound interest is only for people who are with a lot of money. But that's not always true. It's able to take the few rands that you have and multiply them. And the key with compound interest is the period of time. So the longer you leave your investment, the more you see that growth and the more you are so glad that you made those key investments early on in life. And the best thing is you and I, time is on our side. The sooner we start, the better.
100%. Now, let's say, you know, we've managed to do that. You know, am I allowed to reward my good savings behavior and withdraw just a little bit of that compound interest when, you know, when FOMO strikes? For example, I'm a huge Jordan fan, man. You know, can I buy myself, you know, a pair of the latest retro sneakers from those guys, you know, just from rewarding my good savings behavior?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Mm. Ooh, when it comes to sneakers, I can relate. And you're absolutely right. When you know that you've been disciplined and you've been putting in the work and the hours, you are most welcome to treat yourself. But be careful. Don't make treating yourself a habit, because life can be very long when you're not making wise financial decisions.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Okay. Very informative as always. And it's an amazing pleasure, talking to somebody who, I relate to, you know, somebody who speaks the language that I speak. It's easier for me to grasp the concept of saving money, from that perspective. Also, I believe a lot of other people can learn so much from you, you know, and how can they find you? How can they connect with you, via social media?
I'm always happy to help, always happy to have this money conversation, because I feel our generation didn't have that platform where we are able to speak freely and openly about money. Please follow me on Twitter. It's @Nono_Tlele. I'm also on Instagram @Nono_Tlele.
All right, Dono. Thank you so much. Have yourself a lovely, lovely day further. We're looking forward to our next conversations. I pray that there should be more of these. You know, if this is the end of it, I'll be very sad. I'll be very heartbroken. But knowing that you're out there on social media is kind of consoling. So thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you so much, D. Always awesome chatting.
All right. All right. Now, if Nono's advice resonates with you, you can follow her blog on her website, which is at www.nonotele.co.za. Now, keep in mind that Nono is not in any way a financial advisor, okay? So she is sharing her valuable learnings from the Absa City Press Money Makeover Challenge with you. Listeners must not rely on this information to make a financial or an investment decision. Now, before making any decision, we strongly recommend that you consult a professional financial planner or an advisor who will take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, and individual needs.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.